It never ceases to amaze me how criminals and scamsters will spot an opportunity in virtually any situation. Cast your minds back a couple of months ago. I interviewed Professor Francois Roets from Stellenbosch University's Agri-Science Faculty, talking to us about the highly invasive beetle species, the polyphagous shothole borer beetle, which was threatening trees in the Western Cape. In a particular area of the Western Cape and in certain circumstances. And he talked to us about what the infestation looks like and what to do if you find traces of the beetle in your garden. The answer being you need to phone the City of Cape Town's Invasive Species Unit and ask them to send a team out to remove the tree because they have specific procedures that need to be followed. Yesterday, though, we were tipped off that some unscrupulous operators are cashing in on this situation by going around telling people that their perfectly healthy trees are infected and causing such alarm that, of course, your response is make it go away and pay me. I'll make it go away for you. On the line with us is horticulturist Paul Barker to tell us a little bit more. He was the one who tipped us off about this. Paul, it's great to have you on the show again. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. Great
tell
to
us,
be back.
Yeah, tell us what's happening, Paul.
So, Pippa, basically, a bunfinching individual doing a job in my neighborhood yesterday, and like I do with most of the arborists I don't know, there's kind of a host questions, what they're up to, and he went on to inform me about how my neighborhood was infested with shothole borer and how busy he was. And I was absolutely astounded because I've actually deployed traps to spot this beetle in my own neighborhood, and we haven't picked it up yet.
Yeah. Oh, Paul, I mean, and the point is it was limited. I mean, it is obviously something to be concerned about, but from our understanding in that past interview a month or two ago, it's quite limited to a particular area. I think it was in the Helderberg, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I mean, verified. Pippa, the short answer is nobody really knows until traps have actually been deployed to verify the distribution and density of the polyphagous shothole borer. It comes down to that fact. And every single, basically, trap there needs to be sifted through, and that material needs to be sent to either FABI or the Departments of Agriculture, Forestries and Fisheries to be verified for DNA analysis. So, you don't really know until you've actually got decent trap data.
Okay, so the point you're making is it's not something that your average arborist can walk in, say, looking at your tree, I can tell you've got it, and I'm going to take that tree down for you at great cost. They're really taking advantage of people's lack of awareness and knowledge.
Absolutely. It's unscrupulous activities that are not arborists. These are tree fellers, and there's a clear distinction. Arborists in the city of Cape Town, those in good standing with their peers and within the industry, are reputable individuals who are not really after the short-term buck. And specifically when it comes to a highly invasive, pest that has the ability to create extreme damage in our environment.
So, I mean, if somebody has a tree feller come to the door and tell them, we've noticed this beetle in your trees and we're going to take them down, what's the correct way for them to verify that or to call for help?
Well, first thing, you never believe one person. Find a reputable business. I can't recommend anybody. That would be unfair to the, to the reputable arborists. But arborists are well known in the city of Cape Town. Always get a second quote and a second opinion. And if somebody does state this, take their name and details, make an affidavit, and report it to both the SAPS and the city's Invasive Species Unit.
Paul Barker, horticulturist, thank you. Sorry about the quality of the line there, but Paul, thank you for flagging this with us and alerting our listeners to the need to be a little bit more questioning when somebody arrives in your doorstep telling you this. Let me just repeat the contact details for the City of Cape Town's Invasive Species Unit. The website is capetowninvasives.org.za, and they are the ones who should be dealing with this if there is a genuine infestation of this beetle. There are very specific procedures to be followed in how that wood is dealt with. It's got to be chipped on site. It's got to be sent for burning or solarization. It can't just be put on a compost heap somewhere and left. So there are very specific procedures to handle the infected wood. And as I said, when we last did the interview a few weeks ago, Somerset West was the only area in Cape Town that had verified cases that were being dealt with. So if you are in, I believe the Claremont area is one where this has been going on. I don't know if anybody else listening has had that knock on the door from somebody trying to tell you you've got a beetle infestation and offering to sort it out for you. Please just tip us off where that has been going on so that we can help raise awareness and spread the alert. If you have genuine concerns that your tree might be infected, the correct thing to do is to contact Cape Town Invasives. www.cityinvasivespecies.org.za and ask for a proper city invasive species expert to come out and do the assessment. You can also load photographs on that website if you think that will help. So Cape Town Invasives.org.za.